Minnesota Governor Tim Walz gives his acceptance speech for the vice presidential nomination tonight. He has only been on the ticket for 2 weeks, so Minnesota Public Radio's Clay Masters reports on how Walz is introducing himself to Democrats and to the American people.
Governor Tim Walz likes to make light of how abruptly his national profile has risen in the last 2 weeks.
Be careful with this, because the next thing you know, you're a vice presidential nominee on this, because that's the way it happens.
This is Walz speaking to the youth caucus at the DNC. He's been dropping into various delegate meetings unannounced, giving quick campaign speeches while sprinkling in bits of his biography.
I don't have a federal judge in my family. I'm just like so many of us. I'm grateful for a country that gave me an opportunity to get a great public school education, go to a great public university.
The national convention is a chance for Walz to fire up rank-and-file delegates who couldn't pick him out of a lineup just a month ago. Brenda Aguirre is a delegate from San Diego and says people rushed the stage when he stopped by the LGBTQ caucus.
My partner decided to go somewhere else, and I texted him, bolted. Didn't catch him, but bolted. The excitement was,
Aguirre says she didn't know anything about Walz when Harris made her announcement, but she's quickly warmed to his style.
He just says it, you know, not crude nor anything like that. And aside from that, knowing his record in LGBTQ issues, I'm queer, so that was super important for me.
Before politics, Walz taught and coached football in both Minnesota and Nebraska. He credits students for encouraging him to run for Congress, and the Harris campaign is leaning hard into that part of his past. Here he is campaigning in Omaha last weekend.
For 20 years, I had the privilege of teaching in our public schools, teaching high school social studies, and coaching football. To a state championship, too, so.
At times, the crowd erupted in chants of coach and teacher. Back at the convention, California delegate Nicole Crosby says that's part of his appeal.
It's not about him. It's about the team, right? He's the coach, and it sounds kind of like, you know, punny to say that, but really, it's about bringing the greater good to everyone.
Massachusetts delegate Darnell Williams says he was aware of the Minnesota governor prior to Harris picking him, and it was a good choice.
I think it's a welcome relief that you're not getting somebody who's a billionaire that really used their resources in order to get where they are. I think he's a lunch pail kind of a guy.
Republicans are working to poke holes in Walz's record, including how he responded to the riots in Minneapolis following the murder of George Floyd. They're also criticizing how he characterized his military service record and the timing of and rank at retirement. Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, a retired Navy captain, defended Walz's military record to reporters at the convention.
When you serve over 20 years in the military, you've earned over a career the opportunity to retire. He's a patriot, a veteran, and Donald Trump worked really hard to avoid being drafted into Vietnam.
Tonight, the Midwestern governor, who was widely unknown mere weeks ago, will deliver a speech from a stage bigger than any he's been on before, and with stakes higher than they've ever been for him as he runs for the second highest office in the country. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Chicago.